Let's shift over to the other side of the coin in breast cancer, which is the overall management of the disease, the systemic control of the disease. You know, it's funny when you talk about that French patient in 1968, in a way, it kind of reminds me a little bit about surgery for tuberculosis, that we've come so strong into the whole issue of the systemic management and molecular study of breast cancer, and breast cancer is a systemic disease. I'm curious what your thoughts are about some of the newer things that have come along from that perspective. And one I'm curious about your thoughts on is the Oncotype DX assay. And I'm curious what you think about it and how you incorporate it, if at all, into your practice.
Well, we incorporate the 21-gene Oncotype DX test. The reason my group, which is surgical, loves it is because its real use is trying to spare some patients from chemotherapy.
Absolutely.
Without that test, I'm going to guess 90% of the people with invasive cancer get chemotherapy, and it might even be higher than that. This test has the potential to spare, I don't know how big the group will be, but to certainly spare some of those people. So I'm a very strong proponent of any test that will help minimize the treatment, take away treatment from people who are really not likely to benefit from it, since all the things we do have side effects.
Now, do you actually order the test yourself, or you have the patient go to the oncologist and they determine
it? Well, at USC, the oncologists actually work hand in hand in the same breast center. And so it's very simple to just pass the patient over and have it ordered. But very often, if we see that it's one of those borderline cases, the nodes are negative, you know, it's an ER-positive tumor, and it's 14 millimeters or 11 millimeters, and there might be enough to give her chemo, or there might be enough not to, we'll probably order it before they even get there so that when they get to the medical oncologist, which is probably a couple of weeks later, we've got as much done for them as possible.
How do patients respond when you talk to them about this?
They think it's a wonderful idea. They want the information. They don't like the price of it, but they know that pretty much most of it will get covered nowadays.
I guess even if you look at it economically, I think there have actually been studies done to show that in a way it's actually cost effective, not so much for the individual patient or maybe in terms of avoiding the cost of chemotherapy.
Yeah, I think if you add up all the people that you can save from undergoing chemotherapy, that would pay for the test.
I'm curious about another thing that relates to Oncotype, which is now they have this big trial out there, ECOG Taylor RX trial, trying to look at a specific segment, which are the women who have the intermediate scores, where it's not quite so clear. You know, you have the low risk and you have the higher risk, but the intermediate, which is about a quarter of them, and these women are going to get randomized if they go into the trial to chemo versus no chemo. How do you think that's going to sit with patients and docs? Because that's a randomization we haven't done in breast cancer for a long time.